Pinto Pete in Arizona.
Rangers, no ties or fetters have I. No walls of a house are my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, oh, heart, your hoofs beat out. A song will ride the ranger's pride. All morning, noon, and night, with the yip and the eye, the roe, I will laugh at danger steady, for your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight, to keep the ranger's right, for we are the king.
Why, you don't say so, Colonel.
No fooling, boss. I do every once in a while.
It sounds fishy to me, but go ahead. I'll buy it.
I've been a-thinking that this is the one spot in the world that I've really been satisfied with.
You don't say so, Curly. Jack and all?
Well, looking at things from a philosophical standpoint, yes, I'm even satisfied with Jack.
Well, Curly, I should say you are satisfied. Too much so, I'm afraid. Play him a tune, boys, and show Curly how easy it is to be satisfied. Yeah.
Satisfied to spend the rest of your days out here and work for the boss?
Nothing else but just give me a little old grass shanty where I can keep away from you and I'll be the happiest guy this or the other side of the rock.
In other words, Curly's satisfied with his own company and no one else's. Yeah.
Couldn't we do something about that, boss?
Yes, build him a sod shanty out on the prairie and let him bake it out.
Well, here's a musical one, all furnished. What do you say we give him a try at
it? I wouldn't object at all.
I am looking rather seedy now while holding down my claim, and my fiddles are not always served the best. And the mice play shyly round me as I nestle down to rest in my little old sod shanty in the west. Oh, the hinges are of leather, and the windows have no glass, and the board roof lets the howling blizzard in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he slinks up through the grass round the little old sod shanty on my claim. When I left my eastern home, a bachelor so gay, to try and win my way to wealth and fame, I never thought I'd come down to burning twisted hay in the little old sod shanty on my claim. But I rather like the novelty of living in this way, though my bill of fare is always rather tame. And I'm
happy as a clam on the land of Uncle Sam, in the little old sun shanty on my claim.
Because I did some thinking on my own, you fellas are going to punish me now by making me a hermit.
Not on your life, Curly. We're going to set you up in a nice little shack all your own with all the appurtenances there, too.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds sort of suspicious to me.
Oh, he'll never know, boss. So what's the use?
Well, I'll try and explain it to him, Jack. Listen, Curly.
Cottage and a good wife and nothing in the world to worry about don't come to every man as easy as it does to you, Curly.
That's right.
I'll have you know I'm a hard shell bachelor and proud of it.
Hey, Curly, you're a hard man to please no matter what we try to do for you. You're not happy.
Except one thing, boss. If I can dance to the tune of tinkling guitars and a wailing fiddle, that's all the happiness I want.
All right, get happy, Curly, even to the point of breaking your neck.
Selfishness, Curly. You shouldn't be that way. Why, you even like to dance alone.
Oh, here we was making everything so nice for him. Well, it ain't the first time that man has thrown away a great opportunity.
Maybe I was a little hasty. Tell me again, boss.
Well, we've offered you a nice little cottage, a wife, and transportation.
Oh,
and...
gosh, a couple of horses?
No, you poor fish. A bicycle built for two.
I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet, sitting on the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy.
of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet sitting on the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Mechanical shenanigans. I'll take a pair of Bronx or nothing.
Well, now, there's gratitude for you, boss. We give him everything, and he wants to bargain and dictate.
I can see plain as day that he still ain't going to be satisfied till he leaves this world behind. I wonder if this will suit him. Well, I think of the last great roundup on the eve of eternity's dawn. I think of the past of the cowboys who have been with us here and are gone. And I wonder if any will greet me on the sands of the evergreen shore with a hearty, God bless you, old fella, that I've met with so often before. Yet I trust in the last great roundup, when the rider shall cut the big herd, that the cowboys shall be represented in the earmark and brand of the Lord, to be shipped to the bright mystic region over there in green pastures to lie, and led by the crystal still waters in that home of the sweet by and by.
Hey, that's a pretty boy. Look, boss, he's actually smiling up at the sun. Maybe he wants that thrown in, too.
Well,
huh?
Maybe we can give it to him. Let's see.
Wait with the buttercup. Come on, get up. Here comes the sun. Open your sleepy eyes. Look at the flame skies. Here comes the sun. Turn your back on the night. Morning cheerful and bright, not a shadow in your way. This day is your day. Wake with the singing birds, shout out the lucky words. Here comes the sun. Lovers are hand in hand, this is the promised land. Daydreams are spun. Laugh and sorrow is over, half the battle is won. Life's a gloomy race, light your happy face. Here comes the sun. Get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song.
The dear nature come, friends. You're welcome. So long.